Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny. Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Mr. Pickle has gone public. Maybe he bit off a little bit more than he can chew. With the pickle perpetrator.
It was involving pickles.
It may not have been a big deal.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness. Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We had an update to a Kiefer Madni yesterday. RFK Jr. saying he is being investigated about the whale head that he sawed off at the Cape about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's outside the statute of limitations,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
So good
luck coming and getting me, feds.
They're still going after him. This is a story perhaps relatable to some, perhaps also serving as a PSA to others, but we go to the great state of Arizona. I don't know if you've ever been to Arizona before.
Yeah, the Sunshine State.
That's right. The Show Me State.
That's definitely it. I've been. Lovely time in the winter. Sure.
A lot of cacti.
Cacti.
Oh, you're a big desert guy, we learned.
Yeah.
You'd survive in the desert.
Yeah. Eating roadrunners.
Oh, right.
Drinking out of cacti.
I like Don't roadrunners also eat snakes, I think? Roadrunners, I think they'll get a snake.
I think you're thinking of a mongoose.
Mongoose for sure does.
Mongoose.
No, yeah, they're out there.
It's definitely mongoose.
Just gobbling up snakes.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out what happened to this person.
I have the craziest story.
Ooh, good lead, good start.
That's how you hook people.
Like, all right, I've heard a lot of stories.
You don't say, this one's it's not my best.
This one's okay.
Yeah,
no,
this isn't really that interesting, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
I have the craziest story.
Great.
So hopefully everybody's sitting down and ready for this.
This Arizona resident can breathe easier after removing a Lego piece from their nose.
Craziest story I've ever heard. You're never going to find a story this crazy, Jones. This guy, Arizona resident, had a Lego piece up his nose. He can now breathe easy.
I did.
More than 11.
I did, no pun intended, I did gasp for a second when she said Lego piece lodged.
Could be anywhere.
I said, ooh.
A million to one, Doc.
I said, where are we talking? Go on.
He stuck the entire Millennium Falcon up there. How did you do that?
But nose?
Nose.
All right, let's give it a chance. Let's give it a chance.
Up the nose.
Yeah.
How did it get there?
Yeah.
I ask that every day.
How did it get there? Yeah. Andy Norton shared the story on social media.
Back in the 1990s.
I
was just going
to
ask.
So we're back to the 1990s. That's a long time ago.
I've not seen this video.
Oh, no.
Super long. I've not seen this video. How old is this gentleman, if you had to estimate?
Our age, maybe 40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's younger than it sounded there. Okay.
You think, Nick, you saw this too.
I would guess like 50? Early 30s.
30. Oh, maybe
early,
younger.
30.
30s. Yeah, 30s.
Wow.
Well, he's going to tell a story about how in the 90s he was just like a young gun. He was like a little whippersnapper.
I see. Okay.
Playing with Legos, jamming them up its nose, that
kind
of thing.
Great.
You know, like what kids do.
Kids stuff.
I was maybe 6 or so.
Oh, yes. It was the 90s, and Andy loved Legos.
Got kind of a really nice voice. I don't know about you guys.
The ball goes underneath it really, or the xylophone.
Yeah, let me hear it again. Let me hear that again.
The xylophone, but also.
Oh, yes. It was the 90s. And Andy loved Legos.
Just isolate that. Oh, yes.
You're distracted by the,
isolate that.
The music?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that does it.
That is pretty good. I like that quite a bit.
It was the 90s, and Andy loved Legos.
I was a kid playing with my Legos, as most children in the 90s did, and I had the greatest idea to take one of those little dot Legos and...
So you know what I'm talking about? The one piece. It's one piece, and it's kind of flat. Sure. And if you had like a little board, you could put it on there. It could stick on like the Lego head if you wanted to. Like it's like a little...
The one piece.
One piece.
Not a two piece, four piece, six one or eight piece.
It's a one piece, and they can be both square or circle.
Oh, was it circular? It might
be. Some could be circular.
That's true.
Some
they could be circular. That's true.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
Yep.
Look,
Who among us?
I mean, right.
Yeah.
Sitting around, you have open up a bag of Sour Patch Kids, and you think...
I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The hole a certain size. Let's see. See what fits in there. I don't know.
I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
Andy panicked and had a not-so-brilliant idea of how to remove the Lego dot from their nose.
How do you remove a Lego dot? If you have a Lego dot jammed up your nose...
Do not tell me.
How do you remove it?
Don't tell me he snorted it deep and tried to, like, hock a loogie out. Do not tell me that's what happened.
Didn't go that route.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you that. Safely did not go that.
He stuck it right up to your brain.
He went... Speaking of brain, he went a real big brain play here for this decision.
I was going to stick a Lego man up my nose.
More Legos. How do you get a Lego... It's like Charlie and Always Sunny. How do you get the cat out of the wall? More cats.
More cats.
We're going to need to send more cats in there.
Yeah.
So he went more Legos.
Kittens?
Yeah.
Your cat's making so much noise?
More Legos. So you got one Lego piece up there.
That makes sense. The Lego man's got like the hand.
Hand, or maybe you're open like click on the head. You go click.
All right.
Pull it right out.
Just kind of piece them together.
It's not the worst idea in the world.
No, it's kind of, might
it's
be
not
kind
great,
of.
Great, but it's not worse.
No, you're right, Nick. It's not great.
Might be kind of fashionable, too. No, it's the 90s. Those rings are already in.
Maybe
there's kind of like a fashion
very
aspect
popular.
To it, too. Yeah,
that's true.
And try to connect the piece on the top of the head, like a little hat. The Lego head popped off in my nose. At this point, I've panicked loudly, and my mom came in.
So now he has the little piece and the head of a Lego, like that little guy, jammed right up his nose.
Yeah.
So now he's really kind of in trouble.
It feels like the Bruins negotiations with Swayman is what this feels like. It's like we're breaking up Lego pieces in our nose. We're just jamming.
I don't know. Maybe more Lego. Try more Legos.
Now mom's kind of checking in. Like, is everything okay? And you're like, I got it, mom.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
So she grabs a pair of tweezers and she, you know, tilts my head back. She fishes out this Lego head.
Case closed, right? Wrong. 26 years later, after decades of breathing issues.
26 years later.
Wow.
But obviously not case closed.
This Lego could rent a car.
Correct.
It's been up there for a quarter of a century. Like, this thing's been in your nose.
What's wrong with these people? Two Lego pieces went up your nose. One came out. You don't then go about your day. There's another one up there. It's not like, oh, there's 100 up there. We don't know how many came out.
I understand this, man. At a certain point, the shame, you're just like, I'm just going to deal with this.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
So the guy's had breathing issues for 26 years.
He's been breathing.
Issues, though.
Breathing.
Not comfortably.
But alive.
Probably out of his mouth.
At a certain
point. Like John Lackey.
At a certain point. Yeah, somebody should check. Are there Legos in Lackey's nose?
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, that could have been it.
In the 90s.
Yeah. So at a certain point, the shame is just too great, and you're like, I'm just gonna deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna deal with this problem.
This is my life.
Yeah, I did this. I'd have to live with it.
26 years later, after decades of breathing issues, a doctor recommended that Andy blow their nose in the shower.
Took him 26 years land on blow your nose in the shower.
Can I?
If I couldn't breathe.
What? Let me hear that lady say that last part again.
Who doesn't blow their nose in the shower every time they're sick in the shower?
Yeah.
Did that Andy blow their nose in the shower?
In the shower.
Yeah, we could definitely cut this up.
In the shower.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening.
Go on. Yep.
I'm sorry. What's the story about?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the guy can't breathe out of his nose, and then finally years. A doctor, a learned person, was like, you try blowing your nose in the shower?
You ever hock a loogie in there? Like, try a blast.
Clear everything out in the shower.
Yeah.
Everything.
And lo and behold, I blew out a Lego dot that has been in my nose for at least 26 years.
Kind of sounds like it's still in there, but that's neither here nor there.
The text line pointed that out. The man is quite nasally.
Yeah.
But you probably learned to speak a certain way with that thing jammed in there.
Might have other stuff in there, too, at this point, besides the Legos. You got the Legos out, but, like, who's to say?
Yeah, I'll tell you. The week before that, I stuck a TikTok in the other one, or a Tic Tac in the other one. It's still in there.
And I don't know what to think of this, because I have had multiple breathing issues with asthma and sleep apnea, and I'm... shooketh.
There you go. Right. He shooketh.
He should have blew his nose 26 years ago.
Yeah.
What did he say there? Did he say, I don't know what to think of this? Don't you know exactly what to think of it? You remember jamming the Legos in there.
And you didn't think
you didn't realize there was a Lego. You knew there was a Lego in there this whole time.
Two went in, one came out, and then you couldn't breathe for 25 years. And then finally somebody was like, you tried blowing your nose in the shower.
Yeah.
And then it came right out.
Don't tell me.
The first time you did that.
You don't know what to think of it. You know what to think of it.
Well, I'll tell you what he is.
Shooketh.
All right, there you go. There's the Mad Dog today. So, good, you know, happy ending, I guess, to the story.
Anything ever stuck in your nose, ever?
Just cocaine. No, nothing. I haven't jammed anything up my nose.
I'll tell you, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Didn't like vegetables.
So you stuck them up your nose?
I stuck a pea in my nose. This is true. But we got it out, like, right away.
How'd you get it out?
My mother got it out. I think she was like, did you try blowing your nose? I'm like,
she
right.
She handed you a tissue.
Yeah.
Right. You do a tissue. Was like, get rid of it.
It took these people 26 years to suggest the same thing. My mother figured it out in 2 minutes.
I wonder if it school for 8 years to figure that out.
Yeah. Do you think it changed color or anything? Like that is a long time to be up in there.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now you got me back.
Yep.
Now I'm listening.
It's like a hot... Not like a hot Kiefer Madness, what that is.
That was very more erotic than I thought.
Yeah. Vampire.
Shook it.
Not quite vampire levels.
Same.
But yeah.
Not bad.
Okay.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.